The title of this book is Pure Spirituality and God, authored by Martin K. Eddington and narrated by Martin K. Eddington. First page summary of this book is as follows. I've had a lifelong obsession with the truth in all areas, especially about God. This has led me on many wonderful adventures. It has also taught me that most of humanity has the same quest to answer the big questions, such as, why are we here? And is there a God? But I've also found that although religions which people created to search for these truths are very important, they also have so much dogma they make it confusing for true seekers. This also creates confusion among those comparing different religions as to which one is the true one, since the dogma and outer teachings of each religion can seem contradictory. But there is a deeper common truth in all of these belief systems. So the objective of this book is to show the reader how true spirituality, which is devoid of religious practices, is the straightest and most pure path to achieving our fulfillment as human beings in a relationship with God. I support all real religions, which are not cults, as being vehicles to start people on their searches for God. But I also want to help readers to understand the larger picture and how they can learn it for themselves. This book also reviews a lot of my experiences so you can see how I reached the path that I'm on. The copyright page says the following. This book is copyrighted for 2021. Title, Pure Spirituality and God. Subtitle, And Seeing Through Dogma. By Martin K. Eddington, all rights reserved, USA, 2021, printed in the United States of America. The author has written over 100 books on 12 main categories, everything from the paranormal to spiritual to longevity, ancient history, and more. If you'd like to learn more about his books, you can go to his website at mkeddingtonbooks.com. That's spelled mkeddingtonbooks.com. Chapter 1.0, Introduction. I've had a lifelong obsession with the truth in all areas, especially about God. This has led me on many wonderful adventures. It has also taught me that most of humanity has the same quest to answer the big questions, such as, why are we here? And is there a God? But I've also found that although religions which people created to search for these truths are very important, they also have so much dogma they make it confusing for true seekers. This also creates confusion among those comparing different religions as to which one is the true one, since the dogma and outer teachings of each religion can seem contradictory. But there is a deeper common truth in all of these belief systems. So the objective of this book is to show the reader how true spirituality, which is devoid of religious practices, is the straightest and most pure path to achieving our fulfillment as human beings in a relationship with God. I support all real religions, which are not cults, as being vehicles to start people on their searches for God. But I also want to help readers to understand the larger picture and how they can learn it for themselves. This book also reviews a lot of my experiences so you can see how I reached the path that I'm on. Chapter 2.0, The Power of Religion. And below this, we have a picture of the symbols of many different religions. There's definitely power in all the major religions. This power can steer people towards good or evil. There are very many examples of benefits for a person becoming serious about a religion, and here are some of them. Cures for addiction. Building relationships in a congregation. Starting an understanding of how God relates to man. Charities for those who need it. The basis of a philosophy of life. Recovery from depression. A supportive culture. The downside can lead to the following issues and more. Becoming a fanatic about a particular point of view. Support of the evils of the government in that geography. Persons living a fearful life. Keeping individuals from exploring spiritual truths in all its forms. Worshipping icons instead of a real relationship with God, like the golden calf in the Bible. Why can results be so different for different people? Attribute this fact to different things, such as what different religions and denominations teach, as well as the orientation of the person in question. What you get out of a religion depends on what you're looking for. If you're just looking for ritual and community, you will find that. If you're looking for spiritual truth, you will find some of that.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?